Hey everyone, welcome back to Science Fiction Studios. I am your host, Dave Weiss, in the Magic City of Birmingham. And today, we got a special guest. If you have been following either this show, podcast, or the Partnership for the Arts, where we talk art, you'll recognize this name. That is Russell Emanuel. He is movie director, 6 feature film. He is just finished. It will be coming out soon. And we've got him online, and we are going to be talking to him in just a minute. So hold on. I've got to get another cup of coffee, and we'll be right back.
This is Partnership for the Arts Podcast. Come join us
as we explore the art worlds of science fiction.
You can find us on our Facebook page at Sci-Fi Verse Group Podcast.
Or you can find us on our website at pftatalkshow.org.
Science Fiction Studios is recorded in the Magic City of Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay, we are back, and we've got Russ Emanuel. Russ, can you hear us?
Yes. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Russ. Good to hear you. Good to hear your voice again.
Well, thank you for having me back.
So where are you located?
I'm in the sunny Huntington Beach, California. At least it's sunny right now. Who knows in a month or so, maybe rainy season. But right now it's sunny.
Right, right. Well, you probably got your windows open. We've got the heat on here. So
it is a little bit cold, but cold is, you know, relative term, right? I know we're kind of spoiled here in SoCal. So please stay warm there.
We're doing our best. This is why it's good to have fireplaces.
Yes. Yes. I do miss fireplaces. That must be nice to have the fire on.
It is. It works well. So Russ, let's get into it. Now, you and I have known each other for quite a few years. We met, and I'm actually trying to remember how.
Did we meet? It was quite a while ago, wasn't it?
Jeez. Yes, yes. You were looking for investments for the Occupants, and I believe that's how we caught up. It was actually, I think someone had mentioned that contacted Partnership for the Arts.
Yeah.
That's right. And you and I started talking, and then we went in and made an investment in that movie.
Yeah, but that was what year was that? 2018? 2017?
So, I think so. Could be. I'll take your word for it.
Well, thank you for still talking to me after all these years.
Hey, Occupants was a great success, no doubt about it.
Thank you so much.
Wasn't your first feature film, was it?
That was my fourth.
Fourth?
Yes, that was my fourth.
Okay, Russ, well, I think this is a good point to get some background on you and some of your movies. So how about we start with that?
So, you know, I started making films around 2002. I founded my company called Russin Productions at that point. I did a film called Girl with Gun. It's a short film, an action film in 2004. And because of the success of that film, it got into places like Comic-Con in San Diego. You know, that's back in 2005. Well, it got the attention of my soon-to-be producer, Howard Nash, who has done several feature films. And he had a script for a film called PJ. And PJ had John Hurd, the late John Hurd of Home Alone, attached. And he says, yeah, you know, would love for you to direct this. And I'm going, that's awesome, you know. And he also had Robert Picardo of Star Trek Voyager attached, you know, and Bob. And I have done, like, I don't know, 6 films together now, which I'm very grateful for. So I did PJ back in 2006.
Russ, how old were you then?
29 years old. You know, it was like throwing myself into the fire, talking about fireplaces, right? I mean, I was this 29-year-old who had done, like, 2 short films, directing actors like John Hurd, Robert Picardo, Vincent Pastore, Glynis O'Connor, you name it, you can go on and on. I mean, it's just, you know, a star-studded cast. I was filming in New York, and I live, as I mentioned, in Huntington Beach. So, you know, I'm kind of like living out of my suitcase in the winter months of December 2006 to January 2007, you know, directing these actors.
Yeah, I believe that's called trial by fire, right?
Yeah, it was trial by fire. And luckily, it seems that our executive producers liked it so much that one of the main ones, he told my producer Howard that, yeah, I would like him, his name was Craig Frankel, to direct Chasing the Green, which is my second feature film. And when we finished PJ, it was like in, I don't know, May or something. We started pre-production already for Chasing the Green a month later. So it was literally from one film to another. And Chasing the Green had Robert Picardo again, had actors like Jeremy London, Ryan Hurst, William Devane, and Bill Devane was amazing because he was in Alfred Hitchcock's last film, Family Plot. So he was directed by the master of suspense, Sir Alfred Hitchcock.
Wow, man, that's just amazing. How do you sum something like that up, right?
Oh man, it was such an experience. It was such a mesmerizing experience because one of my goals in life was by the time I was 30, I would direct a feature film.
And this was your second feature film.
Yes, so it was definitely, a dream come true.
Okay, Russ, let's talk about your movie music scores. Because I know that was a big deal for you, especially in your first feature film.
Yes. I wanted an orchestral score for my first feature film because, listening to film music and, hearing like a 100-piece orchestra, it was just, I love it. And I still listen to music. Like I go on my walks and I would listen to John Williams or, mainly John Williams. But I worked with my composer, Neil Argo, who unfortunately passed away in 2017. He had been with me on my first two short films, Her Knight and Girl with Gun, and I brought him on PJ. And we were able to get an orchestra, a live action orchestra. We recorded at, oh, I forgot. It was like somewhere in Orange County. And he brought musicians on that had been on films like Mission Impossible 3. So these are professional Hollywood musicians. And to hear them, and it's like a, oh gosh, how long was the score? 50 minutes or so? Because the film is like 90, right? And you can go on Apple Music and you can hear it if you want. It's on there. Just look up Neil Argo and it's on there. The album's called PJ. And to hear my own score on Apple Music is just it's a dream come true. Anyway, so I segued there. So I did PJ, wonderful score. Thank you so much, Neil. Rest in peace. Then we did Chasing the Green. And because of Chasing the Green, I was able to do my third film, The Legends of Nathiah. And that one had Robert Picardo again. Again, the third time I'm working with Bob. And that one, he was in a lead role as the grandfather, and he was telling a story to his grandson. And the story he told was this fantasy of this, character called Mathiah, who had to free himself from the dungeons, and he basically, found his happy ending, if you will. And that story helped the grandson, to figure out whether he wanted to live with his mother or father who were separating at the time. So, grandpa helped him make that decision. And I'm not going to tell you what that decision was. You've got to watch the film.
There you go.
The films, if you want, you can see it on like places like Tubi TV for free or Amazon Prime. Just FYI. So anybody who wants to see these films, they are on there. So we did that film. And because of that, I was able to do the fourth film that I mentioned, Occupants, where I met you.
Right. So let's talk about that one for a minute, because that one, like I mentioned before, it was an incredible success. I mean, the amount of awards that were won through that time year, the film festivals, it was just it was amazing. I don't think any of us really expected that. And the cool thing is the way you did it. I forget the term that you use when people are looking at the camera and talking to each other.
That one, we took inspiration from the found footage genre. So, like Paranormal Activity, where people break what's called the fourth wall, which is stare at the camera.
Fourth wall. Yes, thank you.
Right? All the found footage genre is people set up these cameras like in this Zoom meeting we're doing now, and they stare at each other, which again, you're breaking the fourth wall.
Okay, so Russ, how about for the people that haven't seen it or don't know about it, why don't you give us the run through on that?
It's about a couple named Annie and Neil Curtis, and Annie's a documentarian, and she's set up cameras all over their house to show her 30-day vegan clean living diet was going to do to them. And by doing that, they inadvertently open up this portal to a parallel dimension, and they got to see a parallel version of themselves. So we shot that for like 10 days, 7 days as the real couple. She's a blonde, he had facial hair. And then we shot the last 3 days with her as a brunette, and him, he shaved off his 3-month-old beard.
Wow, that's incredible. I didn't realize that was only 10 days.
Yeah, and 10-day shoot. We shot in this house, beautiful house in LA.
Okay, so let's briefly cover some of those awards because you did win a lot of them.
You know, we won our very major award at Screamfest.
Right?
In Screamfest, we won for the best sci-fi feature. Now, that's one of the top-tiered horror festivals. So to be able to win, it was like I was flabbergasted.
You also won an award yourself.
A Best Director award at another festival called Las Cruces International Film Festival, which I was able to attend. And that one, again, is another high-tiered film festivals. And to be able to win against, I don't know how many other, you know, wonderful feature films and short films, you name it. I'm the best director of any film for that year, and I was just stupefied.
Now, Russ, I know we've talked about this over the years, but that one really kind of helped you launch your directing career. I mean, it really got great exposure.
Yeah, got great exposure with Occupants. It's now called Alterverse if you want to see it on Tubi TV or Amazon Prime. But I owe a lot to you, to Howard, to another future producer, Paul Hickman, which we did a lot of films together, the Assassin's Apprentice films, with again more Star Trek actors like Bob Picardo or Marina Sirtis or Armin Shimerman. That's another story. But yeah, I owe a lot of my success to Occupants. Because of Occupants, Howard then approached me again to do another film called Whisper, which is now called American Whisper. And that one, again, is a found footage film about a guy named Josiah Whisper, who's basically recording his life with cameras. And he's an owner of bars in the Bronx. And he has this beautiful family in New Jersey. And that's what pretty much the story is about. So he's kind of like a anti-hero, if you will, because he's kind of smart and smug. You know, so you want to like to dislike him, basically. But what I liked about Whisper is, you know, it shows the human fallacy, you know, the weaknesses of humanity. And we're all human, you know, we all have, you know, our pros and cons. And so this guy in my book was very human. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. So that one, again, it screened at places like the Big Apple Film Festival. You know, it was a success in a different way because it's completely different from Occupants, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, Occupants is sci-fi horror. Whisper is more like a, gosh, I don't know, like a real documentary, if you will. That's what it was meant to be, even though it's not real. And it actually is based on a real story of what happened to another person 20 years ago.
Right, and you've got links to these, right? Where they can check the stories out.
Yeah. So if you look up and you go to my website, Russin Productions, that's RussemEM, as in Mary.com, you can see links to all the posters for all these films. So you go to the Whisper, I think it's whisperproject.com, and you can look up the history of the film, of what happened to the actual person. So we did Whisper. And that was in 20. I think we debuted that in 2019. So we filmed that in 2017, debuted in 2019, 20, right? Now, I mentioned the Assassin's Apprentice films. Those are action short films, and stars our lead actress, Tara Page, who's a renowned stunt performer. and, you know, like films like Transformers or shows like How I Met Your Mother. So she's a Hollywood pro. And she stars as Kaylee in the series of Assassin's Apprentice films, one and two. One starred also Marina Sirtis, Counselor Troi of Star Trek: The Next Generation, Robert Picardo again, and this is my sixth time working with Bob on that film.
Right. Now, that won a major award as well, right?
What won Best Action Film at Chandler, which is again a really good festival. So, you know, it got a good reception because of the first one. We were able to raise money for the second one, which we actually filmed part of it in the Canary Islands, which was kind of a dream come true for me because I never thought I'd be visiting the Canary Islands, which at first I thought was the Cayman Islands. But
A
it's
little
nowhere
different.
near the Cayman Islands. And it's actually kind of like this island chain off of North Africa, part of Spain. So it's like the Hawaii of Spain, if you will. And it's not warm and tropical. It's actually desert-like and cold. So you enter the water, it's freezing. But it's an island. It's very beautiful. And we filmed the first part of Assassin's Apprentice 2 there. And that film starred Sean Kenny, who was the original Captain Pike, the crippled Captain Pike. And had Armin Shimerman, who was Quark in Star Trek Deep Space Nine, had the late Gary Graham, who unfortunately passed away earlier this year. And he was Ambassador Saval in Star Trek Enterprise. He was in like Alien Nation.
Now, for our listeners that may not have caught on yet, you like working with a lot of Star Trek actors, and there was another one there that was in Next Generation, right?
Yeah, and had a wonderful background actor of Star Trek named Tracy Coco. And Tracy Coco was Lieutenant J in The Next Generation. She was in three of the feature films, I think Generations, First Contact, and Insurrection. And she played many other characters in other Star Trek TV shows.
Now, Russ, that one, if I remember correctly, took you longer to film than the first one, and you had the issues of the continuity because of the time frame of filming, right?
Yeah, and filmed that over 9 months, the part two of The Assassin's Apprentice. So again, to match continuity over 9 months, especially our lead actress's hair, that was something. So 9 months later, you're gonna look different. And she's not like 100% like full blonde. So sometimes her hair would turn brunette. So that wouldn't work, you know, because she's supposed to be a blonde, right? So she had to make sure that her hair color matched 9 months later. Yeah, it was kind of a chore.
Okay, Russ, I'm going to have you hold on for just a minute there because I am out of coffee, so that means it's break time. So everyone, hold on. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Iris Kane, independent novelist and author of the Blood Tribe trilogy, and I listen to Science Fiction Studios.
Okay, we are back, and we are talking with director Russell Emmanuel. And Russ, before we went to break, I think we left off at that we were just talking about wrapping up Assassin's Apprentice 2, correct?
Yes, we finished filming Assassin's Apprentice 2 in November of 2019, and that's when we went to the Canary Islands. Now, I think everybody in the world knows what happened a month or two later.
Right,
COVID.
2020. Yeah.
Yes. So if we had filmed just 2 months later, we would never have been able to go to the Canary Islands. Because what happened in the COVID era? They shut down everything. So we were lucky. And that film was delayed 1 year because of COVID, because we couldn't do any pickup shots. We couldn't do anything, you know, during the COVID. Now, that film was ultimately released in 2023. And again, it's getting like it won at was it the Hollywood Reel Independent Film Festival? Again, another really good film festival. People's Choice Award for like best action film or something. So I was very happy with that film. And we actually want to do a part three.
Oh, really?
Yes, so Knock on Wood, part three.
And you heard it here.
And you heard it there. So COVID struck, right? 2020.
Right.
And when COVID struck, the Screen Actors Guild shut down. You know, film production shut down. Everything shut down. So I was working with late filmmaking partner, Neil Harris. Again, he passed away in July 2023. Mm-hmm. I got to say something about Harris. Without Harris, I would not be here. And I called him Harris. He always wanted to go by his last name, but his name is Emil Harris. Mm-hmm. I had done every film I mentioned, every single one with him. Girl with Gun, he wrote it. He was the DP. He was the editor. Occupants, he was the DP. He was the editor. I can go on and on. PJ, he was the editor. And without his editing, Howard always told him, thank you so much for editing PJ, because it brought out Howard, who was in the film, Howard Nash, my producer, he was PJ in the film. He brought out his performance, he says. And I think his editing style and Occupants, you know, originally was like 95 minutes long, but he kind of whittled it down to 81. And I think it was much better at 81 than 95 minutes, because that 14 minutes was fat. That was not necessary. So he leaned it. You know, Harris, rest in peace. I really miss you.
Right, for sure. I mean, we all miss Harris, and he was a wonderful guy. And no doubt the industry lost an enormous amount of talent there with his passing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, Russ, if it's okay with you, we'll go ahead and move on.
Yeah.
So it's 2020. In the middle of the COVID, and you decided you weren't going to sit still. You decided that you're going to move forward with something. So why don't we talk about that?
He and I started in 2020 around, I guess, March or so. We were thinking, okay, so everything shut down. What are we going to do? You know, we have to do something. Yeah, film production shut down, but we got to do something. So we did routine, and routine wasn't just to do a short film. It was to get money to do a feature. Okay, so because we couldn't really film outside, because again, everything was shut down in the COVID era, I decided to do the third act as kind of like a graphic novel. So I hired a DC and Marvel Comics artist named Dave Beatty, and he drew the third act. And basically, I think because of that, so we had act one, act two, and then act three, which was during the end credits, which was his. And then you got to see this character named Cassie, who was just inside for the first two acts, right? Played by Paige Laurie Purcell. Anyway, she had to get some coffee. So she goes outside and she starts fighting zombies. So we got to draw zombies and bam, 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 you know, sound effects and everything. Yeah. So it seems that really worked, and it was able to get into high-tiered festivals, and it really generated interest in people I approached, I guess, including yourself, sir. So thank you. And we were able to raise the money to do a feature. But you know what?
I think you're going to tell me, Russ. I think I know what you're going to say.
That's nothing like my 6 feature film Staycation, which we filmed over 2 years.
Is that all? It seems a lot longer.
And so 9 months versus 2 years. And I know we're going to get into that.
Right. And we will, except that's going to be in part 2. So, Russ, I want to say thank you for coming on the show. And we will catch back up soon for part 2.
I will. Thank you so much. Please stay ahead of Mary.
I will do.
All right. Bye.
So, everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this special episode here at Science Fiction Studios. So, remember, until we meet next time for part 2 with feature film director and producer Russell Emmanuel, you all stay sci-fi.